WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. Safe passage of life-saving humanitarian aid on the way into Gaza from Egypt as a test brokered by the U.S. That, as President Biden is back at the White House from his visit to Israel and planning a nationwide address tonight.
President Biden made it very clear again when he stood next to Prime Minister Netanyahu. He said to Israelis, you know, in your rage, don't be consumed by your rage. That, you know, he felt that America had made mistakes after the 9/11 attacks, that the response needs to be carefully calibrated and proportionate, and that civilian casualties should be avoided. But it's a terribly difficult line to walk, being a solid ally of Israel and trying to reach out to the Arab world.
ABC's Ian Pannell. Israeli airstrikes continue to pound the Gaza Strip, including parts of the south declared as safe zones, while a deadly attack on a hospital in Gaza is being widely blamed on a mistake by Palestinian militants. This is ABC News. Military investigators trying to find clues in the death of a Marine at a huge base in North Carolina.
According to its website, Camp Lejeune contains the highest concentration of Marines and sailors in the world. Last night at about 10:15, a Marine was killed in a barracks on the sprawling installation, and a second Marine was taken into custody. The Pentagon has not identified either of the people involved. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Netflix growing its rolls, adding a better-than-expected 9 million subscribers after it started cracking down on password sharing. It also raised the prices on its plans. The basic plan going from $10 to $12 a month. The premium plan now up to $23. And the new WNBA champ is the old champ.
A resilient conclusion to a remarkable season.
The call on ESPN has the Aces outlast the New York Liberty, their second title in a row. I'm Liz Landers, ABC News.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
And our Monday, Thursday visitor, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, is with us as well as we welcome you back to Up North News Radio for this Thursday, October 19th. And before we go through all the national days, there is a birthday as well. So to my sister, Stephanie Keenan, happy birthday, Poof. We used to call her Poofany instead of Stephanie. So happy birthday,
Poof. That's so cute. Yeah. Happy birthday, Poof.
It is International Credit Union Day today. It is National...
Oh, wait.
What?
Shout out to my sister who works at a credit union and loves it.
Well, apparently this is also National Shout Out to Your Sister Day. So Danielle, if you're listening, hey, happy shout out to your sister day to you as well. This is National New Friends Day, but it's also National Conflict Resolution Day. And I sometimes think maybe those two go hand in hand because I've known more than a couple of people who they got to be friends first by like arguing about something or meeting under not the best circumstances, resolve their conflict, and became friends.
Wait a minute. You can do that? You can have a conflict and talk about it and resolve it, not just take your ball and go home?
No, you can't do that anymore. Yeah, not in this day and age. But you used to be able to do that. So go out and make a new friend, maybe with somebody, maybe you have a conflict with somebody. Go resolve the conflict. There, it also mentions here, and again, I don't know how these get here, but today is National Evaluate Your Life Day. That one sounds dangerous.
That's really deep.
Yeah, I don't want to go there. National Get Smart About Credit Day, National LGBTQ Center Awareness Day, National Seafood Bisque Day. Look, I like a good seafood bisque. I don't know that I'd dedicate a day to it, you know.
I'd like to try.
You know, because if it's like a National Donut Day, you know, a lot of donut shops are going to give away donuts or that, you know. I don't think anybody's having a sale today on seafood bisque. And by the way, if somebody's having a sale on seafood bisque, don't try it. Stay away. Oh, let's see. And Evander Holyfield's birthday today, Peter Tosh. Yeah, that's about it. So, and we covered the important stuff. We shouted out to our sisters. Mm-hmm. We should tell you that coming up at the bottom of the hour is Hometown Health that Kristen brings us every Thursday morning. And we will talk about breast cancer and screening and diagnostic testing and advocacy. And again, it always seems weird in this country that we have to do so much advocacy just to keep people alive. But we have to. That's the way the system is. It's necessary. And so you've got a guest willing to help share some news about that.
Yeah. I mean, she's doing the work on the ground here in Wisconsin that actually helps people in Wisconsin. So this is a really important segment and a segment that our listeners can help engage with and potentially forward some really important initiatives.
Mm-hmm. I think that if nothing else, having to do this advocacy and awareness has saved lives in terms of, again, building the awareness. Now, you know, breast cancer campaigns are kind of second nature. We see the pink baseball bats, you know, that ball players use at some point, and, you know, the pink ribbons and all those things. But it wasn't that terribly long ago where that was not controversial, but it was a little awkward for folks. I'm like, you want us to talk about breasts? And mm-hmm. yeah, and it's extremely important.
Awareness is really important, but it has to be more than just awareness. You have to translate that to actual action if you want to save lives. And that's what we're trying to do today.
Well, and that is the thing, is people putting off testings, screenings, in part because they don't want to know the answer, because the answer might be expensive, even though it's less expensive to catch something early and to mm-hmm. get it treated.
Mm-hmm. And for people at high risk, people with genetic conditions, family histories, or positive screening tests, these mm-hmm. are the people who need additional testing. So we have to make sure that the funding is there for them.
Yeah, exactly. So more about that coming up in Hometown Health in a bit. The Up North News Daily newsletter comes your way if you head over to our website, upnorthnewswi.com. By going there, you can become a subscriber. You can catch our unabashedly Wisconsin news, which today includes an update on what the Biden administration is doing to help fight junk fees. You've got Wisconsin's largest book festival taking place this week, and a little story about earthquakes in Wisconsin. They are not entirely unheard of. The nearest fault is a ways away, but you know, it doesn't take much to rattle the windows in parts of Wisconsin. There has been a history of that. So sign up for that again over at upnorthnewswi.com. Click newsletter in the top banner. If you click store in the top banner instead, you will get a chance to purchase some t-shirts and some tote bags and other apparel. So click on that. I recall setting you up with some swag not too long ago. Did you go ahead and sell it already? I haven't seen it.
Well, it's a double extra large t-shirt, so I do sleep in my beer and cheese and voting rights t-shirt.
Oh, well, there you go. We're selling sleepwear or loungewear or whatever you want to call it.
It's super soft.
Okay. It is, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I will say the bubbler one is what Dr. Kreitler uses for sleepwear. And it is... I mean, we picked some good soft material, and mm-hmm. now we got to find out if we can get coffee mugs in that shop after breaking my Up North News mug earlier this week. This one's from Drink Wisconsinably and says, shh, this isn't coffee. I promise you it is coffee today, at least for another, 48 minutes or so.
You of all people need a coffee mug. I mean, you personally, but yeah. Like you need a coffee mug in the store because, you know, we're all drinking our coffee while we're listening to you in the morning.
Couldn't agree with you more. Let's hope some people upstairs are listening.
Hello.
Hello.
McFly.
Take a break. We've got weather and sports after this. You're up north.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the...
Simmons, the only consistent member of the Doobie Brothers, turns 75 years old today. You missed it earlier in our history lesson and music break. I was telling meteorologist Jennifer Vucicki yesterday about the difficulty that I know she and other meteorologists have in predicting what you'd call, you know, occasional or spotty, you know, rainfall when it comes. And as if to emphasize the point further, Jennifer, we got some raindrops late yesterday morning, early yesterday afternoon. I don't know that I've ever received so few raindrops at a time. It was like six raindrops. I look out and I go, oh, it's going to start to rain. And then it stopped. About an hour later, literally like six more raindrops fell. And I thought, it's almost like you're mocking me to, again, prove how hard it is to predict spotty showers like that. So, again, thankful you're doing it, Jennifer. Tell us what's happening around the state this morning.
Yeah, it is a really difficult thing. And today it looks like a chance for some rain showers for all today, late morning to early afternoon for Wausau over towards west central Wisconsin, then mainly coming in the late afternoon hours from Wisconsin Rapids southward, mid-50s to around 60 degrees for everyone, relatively average for this time of the year. Friday, kind of all over the place, like chance for some rain in the afternoon hours around Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids. Sunny skies expected from Oshkosh down to Madison and over towards Richland Center, then cloudy skies for west central Wisconsin and even around Milwaukee as well. Chance for rain showers by Friday night, though, for everyone. Highs looking to get into the upper 50s to low 60s. A little warmer for parts of western Wisconsin getting into the mid-60s. For Saturday, looks like at least a slight chance for some showers for the first half of the day around Waukesha and Milwaukee. Partly sunny skies expected for everyone else, mid to upper 50s for the southern half of the state, mid to low 50s for central to west central Wisconsin. Then on Sunday, it looks like sunny skies across the board. Some areas of frost potentially in the morning for parts of southern and central Wisconsin, and highs lingering in the mid to low 50s, which will be a little bit below average for this time of the year.
Hey, I don't want to necessarily be accused of a spoiler alert here, but as I was looking farther down at the forecast, like, you know, mid to late next week, for people that are saying, hey, are we ever going to get 70s and 80s back? It looks like we're not going to be even close to that by next week. We may be talking about highs in the 40s. Are we getting to that time of year already?
We might be by the time we get to the end of October. Yeah, as far as I've looked, as far as Wednesday next week, it still looks like low 50s for afternoon highs. So, yeah, not quite 70s anymore, just or at least in the foreseeable future.
We don't need the winter jackets quite yet. All right, Jennifer, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Kristen Lyerly with us as well. You've got now the boys are of an age. You don't have to dress them for school or anything like that. How are their choices these days? I mean, is it like a hoodie and shorts when it's 10 degrees outside?
They don't really do shorts, but they're hoodie people. Mm-hmm. They need to like have the experience. I might suggest something to them. I have learned as a mom that if I tell them to do something, they're going to tell me no. But if I suggest something and then their experience confirms that what I'm suggesting is true, then they're going to go for it. So they'll walk outside, you know, it's like 39 degrees and they're wearing a hoodie and they're like, they put a jacket on and pretend that I never suggested it.
Of course.
Yeah.
You have to lead them to making a decision or a choice rather than dictating it.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
It works well for them.
I see how this works out well. All right. The baseball playoffs. Astros beat the Rangers 5-3. Texas still leads that series 2-1. And the Phillies and the Diamondbacks play tonight in game 3 of their series. The Phillies up in that series 2-0.
Pat.
Yes?
I'm not feeling baseball.
I'm not either. That's why I'm really kind of just racing through this to not be accused of. You can't pretend there's not baseball playoffs. Look, I actually watched some of the Phillies playing the Diamondbacks. You know, I'm kind of rooting for the Phillies and all this. I could not get jazzed up. I could not be any less jazzed up than an Astros Rangers series. I watched one inning and said that's enough. So, yeah, I'm definitely with you on it. I was even looking for the game. I was like, where is the game? I'm looking, you know, around, and then finally realized FS1. I never turn toward FS1. If I'm that far down on the guide, I'm expecting to see like the Cornhole Championships or something like that.
And you just might.
Right.
Well, and this time of year, there's so many other things happening in the sports world that it's like, well, if it's not relevant to me, then meh.
Yeah. Well, that's where I was going next, was to note that the Packers-Broncos play in Denver Sunday, 3:25. Aaron Jones says his hammy is a lot better, and he hopes to play. But I was saving the best for last, because the reason I turned off the ball game was to go to the Big Ten Network. I haven't watched any Badger women's volleyball yet this season until last night's match against Ohio State. This team is good. This team is really good. Number one in the country, 11 aces in a straight set sweep of Ohio State last night at the Fieldhouse. They have now taken 30 straight sets this season, longest winning streak in the country, while going 18-0 so far in matches this season. But all of this was just prep for what's coming up Saturday night in Lincoln, when the number one seed Badgers go up against the number two team in the country, the Nebraska Cornhuskers, also on the Big Ten Network. Definitely worth watching.
Let's get on board, Badger fans. Mm-hmm. This is really exciting stuff.
Forgive me for not having names here in front of me, but boy, that front line, the women there, they're kind of tall. and they're not just tall, you know, like in basketball, it's like, oh, you're just tall for the sake of tall. You don't have any skills. Now tall and add some skills, you know?
Yeah. They've been great. Last season, they were great too. So they deserve all of the acclaim that they're getting. And really, they deserve a bigger audience. So if you're thinking about it, if you are a sad baseball fan who wishes that you were watching the Brewers right now, like, transition all that love over to the Badger volleyball team, because these games they're fun. They're exciting to watch.
They are. From the text line here, from somebody listening in the Waukesha area, it's really hard for me to believe that people have no interest in anything besides sports. Politics aside, there must be other things. I've been accused of needing a hobby besides sports and politics.
Somebody asked me yesterday what my hobby was, and I was like, this. We were talking about politics. Mm-hmm. This. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because there's so much, and there are so many different facets.
That's something we were talking about on these road trips was, again, I love what I do. I get to do it for, you know, on the radio. I get to do it for Up North News. I find it, you know, it's fascinating personally to me, but there are times where I'm like, I really should find something else to do. You know, I don't golf. I don't fish. You know, my wife and I play cribbage now and then. That's as close as we get to a hobby. And so I really got to thinking, like, what would I do if I had to take up a hobby? What would it be?
Well, I have this problem where, like, I have hobbies. Like, I love to ride my bike. You know, that's great. But I always find a place where politics is infused in the thing that I'm doing. Yes, and then I get distracted by that.
I'm exactly the same way, which is where I always feel like sometimes when my friends are looking at me like, could you not tie everything to politics, please, whatever we're talking about? But there always seems to be that kind of an angle. So our texter asks, you know, hobbies, good board games, you know, what do you like, other stuff? I'm thinking instead, here's my new idea. Crowdsource it, put it up to the listeners, because they are the folks who gave me a brand new wardrobe with those Chelsea boots that I bought, those skinny jeans that at first I wasn't sure if I was going to like them or not. I now love them. Mm-hmm. Have now bought a couple of more things from one of these untucked shirt companies. Mm-hmm. So, and that's all because, you know, enough people have listened to us or watched us over the past year and suggested things. So let's get Pat a hobby. How about that?
Please text in, call in with hobby ideas for Pat.
You know, and things that I can't. Like, if I wanted to do, say, carpentry, if I wanted to start building, you know, shelves for the garage or whatever, you know, nothing where I got to go out and buy, you know, $300 tools or something like that. So, and I'm not necessarily looking to collect things, you know, I'm not going to be a stamp collector or a coin collector or baseball card. I don't get trading cards at all. I really don't, whether it's sports or other subjects. I don't know. Were you ever a collector of anything? Clearly you collect degrees. Looking at the wall behind you there, it feels like you've graduated from 27 schools. Do you collect anything else besides paper?
You know, this might sound silly, but I kind of collect rocks. Like when I go to cool places, mm-hmm. I'll find some cool rocks and I put them in a little jar in a display case. So, I mean, that's meaningful to me, but they're just rocks.
Actually, that is nice. And one of the things I used to collect in the early years was coffee mugs from wherever we would travel.
Oh, no, we're back to the coffee mugs.
Which was weird because I wasn't a coffee drinker until a couple of years ago. But whenever you go into a gift shop, there was always coffee mugs. And so I'm like, well, here's this coffee mug of the Grand Canyon or of Rockefeller Center or, you know, wherever we were. And so I have all – I really could, if I didn't want to be so shamelessly plugging Up North News, I could do a different coffee mug every day from all the different places where I've been. Maybe that's the way I got to go.
I do pint glasses. Like if I go, I like to go to different breweries. There's mm-hmm. such a vibrant brewery culture and I just love going there and seeing what they've got going on. And I'll often buy a glass from there. I don't have like normal glassware in my house. We drink out of pint glasses.
I have the larger ones. And it started, again, with travels. Instead of coffee mugs, I actually transitioned to those large Pilsner beer glasses from Hard Rock Cafes. Because it felt like every city we stopped in, there was a Hard Rock Cafe. So we'd stop up in there and I'd get a glass. So I have a dozen of those from like Montreal and, you know, New York City and this and that. The last one I got was on Grand Cayman, when we lived in the Cayman Islands briefly. And then I kind of stopped after that because I'm like, this is ridiculous. What am I going to do with this many? I collect, obviously, Leinenkugels, pint glasses, you know, from all the different flavors that they come up. But that's really not something that you're doing with your hands, you know, when you've got some free time. Like people who golf or fish or something like that. So,
I garden.
Garden is a good one. Here's another a good suggestion from the text line. Regional cookbooks when you're traveling.
Oh, yeah.
And I've picked up one or two of those along the way, and I don't use them nearly enough. And you know what? Thanks to that text right there, we've come upon the answer. Pat's new hobby is going to be cooking more different things, not the same old things.
Oh.
So, and not just in my Instapot, which I love to do. I've made all kinds of things in there, but it's time to broaden my culinary horizon, shall we say.
I love those cookbooks that we were talking about co-ops earlier, that people come together and share their favorite recipes and they put them together into a cookbook and then they sell it for like a fundraiser because you know that those are all of your neighbor's favorite things that they're most proud of. So it's like a book full of winners.
We have maybe about a half a dozen of those from the churches that we've been to, again, in our younger years or that our parents gave us. And again, yes, they're definitely your neighbors. Although I will admit, you look at some of these recipes and you go, really? You put that much salt into that? You know, or you kind of second guess. You know, you adjust it to make it your own. But you're right. It really is nice to see what your neighbors are suggesting for their favorite recipes. For ours, for example, we've been asked a couple of times, and I give them Sherry's recipe for German potato salad.
Ooh.
Oh, I never liked potato salad. And I still don't like the cold potato salad, but the hot stuff with the bacon and all that.
That's a very Eastern Wisconsin yes.
You know, we started the segment with you and smelling bread and getting weak, and now I'm thinking about
I'm so hungry.
I am thinking now about Sherry's German potato salad. So we should take a break here for a little commercial and a sip of coffee, and then we're going to come back with Hometown Health, and we're going to talk about breast cancer screening, diagnostic testing, and advocacy, all coming up with Dr. Kristen Lyerly and Luke Mathers. Finally, the return of Luke Mathers later this hour.
Yes.
This is Up North News Radio. We'll be back.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. Safe passage of life-saving humanitarian aid on the way into Gaza from Egypt as a test brokered by the U.S. That, as President Biden is back at the White House from his visit to Israel and planning a nationwide address tonight.
President Biden made it very clear again when he stood next to Prime Minister Netanyahu. He said to Israelis, you know, in your rage, don't be consumed by your rage. That, you know, he felt that America had made mistakes after the 9/11 attacks, that the response needs to be carefully calibrated and proportionate, and that civilian casualties should be avoided. But it's a terribly difficult line to walk, being a solid ally of Israel and trying to reach out to the Arab world.
ABC's Ian Pannell. Israeli airstrikes continue to pound the Gaza Strip, including parts of the south declared as safe zones, while a deadly attack on a hospital in Gaza is being widely blamed on a mistake by Palestinian militants. This is ABC News.
New Brake Best Select Pro. Professional-grade brake pads and rotors from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I always like to go back to what Tom Cruise said. Just take a walk.
That's where you get your advice.
Well, don't you remember that long time ago, Brooke Shields talked about postpartum depression going on medication? He's like, you should just go for a walk around the block.
That's so like a man.
More great words from men.
Yeah, there's a segment right there, Greg Buck.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
I run for hope. I run to feel. I run for the truth, for all that is real. I run for your mother, your sister, your wife.
It's Melissa Etheridge. Kristen, did you pick the song, or did our guest, Lindsay Nathan O'Connor, this morning?
I picked it.
Okay.
You know, Melissa Etheridge is a breast cancer survivor.
Yes, although, but I was not familiar with the song. And, you know, one of the lyrics that really stuck with me was, they cut into my skin and they cut into my body, but they will never get a piece of my soul. Mm-hmm. And that just, again, the fight that all cancer patients make. But we're going to talk specifically about breast cancer with Lindsay Nathan O'Connor, president of the Wisconsin Breast Cancer Coalition. Lindsay, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. So, Kristen, we'll let you kick off our hometown health segment about the importance of discussing breast cancer.
Yeah, I think it's really important for us before we start talking with Lindsay about some of the amazing things that are happening here in Wisconsin to give a little background about breast cancer now that we're in October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Breast cancer is the most common cancer in amongst women in Wisconsin, and one of every eight women in the U.S. will be diagnosed with breast cancer. So this is really prevalent, it is common, and it is an experience that so many people share. And just remember, for every woman who is diagnosed, she has people in her life who love her, who care about her, and this affects them as well. It's important also to talk about the risk factors. The major risk factors for breast cancer are, one, being a woman, although men can get breast cancer too, and also getting older. The older we get, the more likely we are to develop not just breast cancer, but any cancer. So it's really important to think about screening, especially for women who reach age 40 and beyond that. There are things that we can do to reduce our risk for breast cancer. Maintain a normal weight, exercise regularly, including, importantly, strength training, reduce alcohol intake, and then that routine screening, which may include mammography, it may include a discussion about breast self-awareness, or it may just include, you know, a review of what your family history is and what your risk factors are. It really depends on who you are and what your personal needs are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we were able in this country to get access to payment for routine preventive screening because of Obamacare. And in Wisconsin, we also have a program called the Wisconsin Well Woman Program, which gives more people access to this routine screening. But the problem is that diagnostic testing is not covered. And that is the reason that I wanted Lindsay to come on board today. Lindsay, is going to talk a little bit about what the important work that she's doing and her own personal story as a breast cancer survivor. So as Pat said, Lindsay, welcome and thank you so much for joining us today.
Lindsay, are
thank you
here? You. All right. Okay, there you are. Good to have
I'm
you.
I'm here. Sorry. Yeah.
That's okay. We were just getting into the introduction and talking about how your job is. It's personal for you, and so tell us about your own story, your own journey to where you are today.
Sure. So this work that I'm doing is actually volunteer work. I have a regular full time job that I do Monday through Friday, but this work that I'm doing, I got involved in 2013. It was a year after I was diagnosed when I was 35. So 5 years below the average age that they recommend women have a mammogram. And my diagnosis was early. My tumor was small, 1.8 centimeters, but I have dense breasts. So when they did the mammogram, they thought they might see something, but they weren't sure. So luckily my OBGYN, who is amazing, said, no, let's also order an ultrasound because I want to make sure that this is nothing. And so it was covered because I ended up having breast cancer. And when I, from the time that I was diagnosed on August 21st to September 14th, when they went in to do surgery, the cancer had traveled to my lymph nodes. So it may have been there all along, but it had traveled. And that's what we're trying to encourage with some legislation we're working on, that women with dense breasts can have the additional screening so that they can truly have full screening annually to ensure that they don't have breast cancer.
Lindsay, you were 35, which, as you said, is 5 years before we start doing this routine screening. How did you know?
You know, I was laying on the couch one day, cuddling with my dog, and I just happened to rest my hand on my breast. And I thought I felt something. And it took me about 3 weeks to actually schedule an appointment with my OBGYN. My husband, thank God for him, said, you really need to get this scheduled, because his mother was a breast cancer survivor and his grandmother died from it. So I thought I felt something. When I went to the OBGYN, she's like, I don't really know, but I'm going to send you for a mammogram anyway. When they went in and they did the ultrasound and then eventually the biopsy, the ironic thing was, what I was feeling was not the tumor, because it was so small and it was deep, but it was almost like a sign, like, mm-hmm. get this checked out. So I didn't have any of the other symptoms. Like some women may have redness or itching, or they may have a change in their breast shape, things like that. But I didn't have that.
Mm-hmm. Nipple discharge,
yes.
Skin changes, lots of things that I think people, well, they want to dismiss because they don't want to think about it in these scary terms, like it could be something, especially for a 35-year-old woman. You're not thinking about breast cancer.
Exactly.
Did you have other risk factors in your family, or like from your genetic makeup, or was this just really spontaneous?
It was really spontaneous. I don't have any genetic mutations. The only person who's had breast cancer in my family was my great aunt, and she got it in her 80s. So totally different type of breast cancer to get it postmenopausal. And, you know, I have a twin sister. We're identical. She hasn't gotten breast cancer. But the fact that I was diagnosed at 35 allowed her to get a mammogram screening earlier at 35 versus waiting till she was 40.
Mm-hmm. And most breast cancers are spontaneous, are not related to family history. So getting it at 35 is incredibly unusual, but obviously it happens.
Yeah, the interesting thing too is that JAMA just released a study that's showing that while breast cancer incidences are reducing in women 45 and older, they're actually up almost 1% for women under 40.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very interesting.
And there's been a lot of controversy about when do we start screening, who do we screen, how do we screen. The guidelines have been kind of all over the place, so it's very confusing. Hey, I think the biggest piece of advice that I would have for our listeners is talk to your doctors if you have concerns and make sure that you have a screening program that works for you.
Exactly.
So can we take that then to the point of screenings and how they are now covered under the Affordable Care Act? And we'll get to diagnostic testing in just a second here. But I wonder, and again, like Kristen and I were saying, everything comes back to politics for some of us, the Affordable Care Act and the screenings being covered in the 10 years or so now that it's been the law. Do you feel like it's made a difference?
I think it has made a difference, but where we still need additional coverage is for the 40% of Wisconsin women that have dense breasts or are at higher risk, so that they don't put off those screenings simply because they can't afford to pay for the full screening. That's where I think we need to make sure that additional screening is covered by insurance, so that those 40% are getting the same type of screening as the 60% who don't have dense breasts.
Let's talk a little bit about that, because we know that many women, over 3/4 of Wisconsin women, have gotten mammograms according to 2016 data, but that mammogram isn't the end of the story. You know, you get your screening mammogram, but if you've got a finding on that mammogram, what happens next? It's easy from the medical perspective. You need to get additional testing. But from a patient perspective, when you're paying the bills, what happens next?
So it could be anywhere from $200 to $1,000 out of pocket. Some people just can't simply afford that. And what we're looking to do is reduce that financial burden so that individuals can get the care that they need and not have to make a choice between paying their rent or their mortgage or food for their family and taking care of their health.
Mm-hmm. And to be very clear, these tests that are costing people money out of their pockets are tests for people who are at a higher risk, not low risk or no risk, but a higher risk, so more likely to develop a cancer down the road.
And I want to underline that point, because so often what we hear in political circles is that there's going to be overuse of resources and that it's going to become so expensive and a burden on the taxpayers. And that's not to say that people don't abuse the system, but that cost versus the underuse of people who don't get screenings and tests because of affordability concerns, again, this seems like a no-brainer. But I wonder as well, both of you mentioned, you mentioned the Affordable Care Act, but also the Wisconsin Well Woman program. So should people be turning their advocacy toward one or the other, federal versus state?
You know, we're trying to do work at both levels. In Wisconsin, the Well Woman program and the county coordinators were actually cut back in 2015. So individuals in rural areas are actually more negatively impacted by that. And what that means is that they have to travel further to an approved provider to receive those screenings. And that is an additional burden that may not be realistic for these individuals who are needing to have these screenings. And Well Woman also covers individuals who are under the poverty line from an income perspective, and it's for ages 45 and up. So that still isn't necessarily covering women who meet the financial standard who are under 45. Is it a great program? I think it is. And I know in particular in the city of Milwaukee, where I reside, they serve over 1,000 women throughout the year, and that has helped these women receive their diagnosis of cancer and then referrals to other programs that can assist them with their treatment. I think the need for federal coverage for the insurance to ensure that individuals are receiving the care is important too, but we're really focusing on Wisconsin because we're homegrown here. That's where Wisconsin Breast Cancer Coalition resides. We started here in 94, and we're really trying to ensure that we have those relationships with our legislature.
So disappointing to hear that it's, again, the women who live in rural areas who are most impacted by these budget cuts from 2015, requiring them to travel further to get the fundamental health care that they need and deserve. So here in Wisconsin, there is legislation pending to make sure, we're switching gears a little bit, to make sure that people who do have a high-risk situation, whether it's a family history or genetic predisposition or positive screening results, that they've got the coverage to get that next step. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with this bipartisan proposal that's out there.
Yeah, definitely. First, thanks to Senator Cabral-Guevara, who was the author of this bill and has stuck with us and other organizations supporting this legislation. Without her, we wouldn't be here right now. Early Detection Saves Lives Coalition has also been impactful. This is a bipartisan bill, so politics with cancer shouldn't be part of what we're talking about. We're really talking about women with dense breasts receiving full annual screening because of their density. That includes additional life-saving screenings that simply will allow them to continue to go to work, pay taxes, support their families, and live a full life. And the legislation right now is in the Senate Health Committee. We're looking for help to get it out of committee to a full vote. So we're looking to Senators Felczkowski, Jacques, and Tustin. One of those three we're looking for support from. Senator Felczkowski is a breast cancer survivor, I think 2 times. And we're also looking for individuals throughout the state who are the women who have not had additional screenings covered, may have ended up with a diagnosis, have had huge out-of-pockets to share their stories. Mm-hmm. And that would really help, I think, Senator Felczkowski make her decision.
And you can learn more about that at wibreastcancer.org. Lindsay, thank you so much. It was great to hear your story and hear what people can do. We appreciate it so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate you letting Wisconsin voices be heard.
It's our pleasure. Trust me, Kristen, again, thanks for bringing on another great guest for Hometown Health. We'll take a break here, and Luke Mathers will help us wrap up our conversation for this Thursday morning next.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning.
And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast today with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Highs around 57. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 38. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies. Mainly cloudy again tomorrow. Highs around 62. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Saturday with highs around 55. 53 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 49.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
It's for you, buddy.
Welcome back.
Luke Mathers, everybody. I'm sorry, I should have queued up a wild round of applause as well. But
woo!
There you go.
What's going on, Kristen? Glad to be back, Kyle.
Yeah, how's our favorite honeymooner?
It was a great time. I'm a little whiplash now that I'm back, you know, trying to catch back up with the headlines. It's a weird feeling getting back into the swing of things. But
Sam, turn that camera on and tell people, you know, what you told me at the very start of the show when I mentioned Luke. I said, is he like throwing his weight around? He's in boss mode again. And you said, no, the poor guy's been sucked into nonstop meetings to get caught up.
Well, yeah, I heard that he like had a big pile of papers on his desk to go through, and he's like been in a bunch of meetings since he got back. He's been a busy guy.
It's been a hectic couple of days, but I'm feeling a little bit better about getting caught up. So it's been interesting.
Well, without giving away state secrets, what can you tell us about your honeymoon travels?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the metric system. Public transportation, amazing in Europe. Didn't really have to rely. I think we took one cab all together, but everything else was trams, trains, buses. It was incredible. There as well, though. I had a really great time, and if I ever go missing, don't look in Ireland. That's the moral of the story. You definitely won't find me in Ireland if I ever
Wink.
Go missing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's great. How far in advance did you plan your trips?
Some of it had a good amount of legwork, mm-hmm. planned in advance. Other things we were kind of flying by the seat of our pants. So it was a little bit of both things. Our time in London, when we were at the end of our trip, we were both pretty exhausted, Kelsey and I, mm-hmm. and we had already walked more than 200 miles across the continent. And that wasn't like from point A to point B. That was just exploring in all the different cities that we were in. And so we kind of just spent some time on the West End and went to a couple of musical productions. So that was what we decided to do in London. We had some availability in the schedule, and we left it kind of open to play it by ear and relaxing and going and seeing some excellent performances. I got to see Hamilton and Wicked. And that was a good way to kind of wind the trip down, because after 3 weeks, we were both very, very exhausted.
I love that you went to London to see Hamilton. There is just like some beautiful drama.
It was hilarious.
There.
I was laughing the entire time because
I was going to say, I'm sure they loved the King George character. You know, going, hey, wait a minute here.
That sounds familiar.
How was the look that you saw on your bride's face when you got home? You put down the bags, and did it say on her face, you know, okay, that's all done, and now it's just you for the rest of my life? Did she look despondent at all, or Was it just me? I only got that look?
I don't know if you're just oversharing a little bit, Pat, but I'm maybe a little concerned for you.
Like, I'm going to wake up with this guy every morning till I die.
Let's be clear, though. Pat's wife puts old fashions in his desk drawers so he can get through the morning show.
I'm looking. Is that the scavenger hunt? That's the location of little old Wisconsin old fashioned?
That was his birthday present.
Yeah.
There was glitter involved.
Oh, wow. Did you not see the surprise party that got put on for me on air?
I heard about it. I did not see it, but I was told that it was marvelous.
Oh, we wore plaid shirts.
Yep. Yes,
everybody dressed up like Pat.
Mm-hmm. I have not been so self-conscious about what I wear. Now every Thursday, it's like, oh, God, she's going to say something. Okay, so.
Listeners actually started like sending wardrobe suggestions that he has taken, and he has since purchased some Chelsea boots and some skinny jeans.
Yes, and some untucked shirts, and damn, they would, you know.
Ka-chow.
Yeah. Ka-chow.
There you go, Pat. Just crowdsourcing the wardrobe changes.
I did. I outsourced the wardrobe, and in our last half hour, I outsourced hobbies. I'm looking for a hobby.
Okay.
How about you? Are you looking for hobbies around the civic media empire here? You normally share with us news of, you know, what's happening at the world headquarters. You're still getting caught up, but is there any breaking news to share with folks today?
We're going to have some pretty excited changes coming in the coming weeks here. We're going to be making some lineup changes. Town Call's final edition is going to be tomorrow. So ooh, there's going to be... Okay. Yeah, Will Walter and I, you'll still find us across various civic media platforms, but Town Call going to be coming to an end. I'm excited because it's going to at least free me up to be able to go to all of the excellent stations that we have and that we're building across the state of Wisconsin. So it frees me up a little bit to help improve all of the products that we're doing. So you're going to see me. I was in Waukesha yesterday. I'm going to be around the state more frequently, and they're very excited about those opportunities.
Would that availability start happening at like 6:06 weekday mornings? Because there's always room for company over here.
On a day that I'm up in Chippewa Falls, sure.
On a day that you're up in Chippewa Falls.
I'll go find an old-fashioned in your desk drawer with you. That works for me.
I'd like to revive the idea of a bus and a traveling show.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah, let's
get Sam is in. Sam raised his hand. I saw that.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah, let's get you in on that. We, you know, see what Aaron's been up to since he moved to a later part of the day here. I'm going to ask one inside question and because it leads to a story. But I understand that we are going to be getting what's called in the radio business a new clock, which just means the time when the commercial breaks are going to move. And I was looking at that yesterday for the first time. And then I'll get to the story. But does that start next week or is that just still somewhere on the horizon?
We're doing some tests soon. So we're going to see. It's great. We're going to test it out before it actually goes everywhere, which is just, you know, one of those very, very smart things to do.
That is.
Science.
It's going to consolidate some of our news and weather at the top of the hour as well. So we're excited about that and be able to bring all of the information that listeners are looking for in one consolidated.
So the reason I ask is that we do have the current clock here is pretty hard because it's a network. So you got to get out at a certain point. Well, every Thursday morning at about 8:15, I appear with Chad Holmes on Bull Falls Radio, as I will again in a few minutes here. But because Chad is not on the network, it's just a standalone local show. For him, the clock isn't as rigid. And so we'd go on, and instead of getting out at 8:29, we'd go till 8:30, 31, 32, whatever the case may be. And I was getting used to that. Last week, I'm prattling on and on and on. And right at 8:29, he says, Pat, I got to go to break. See you later. Bye. And that's when he said to me, with the move to the new studio in Wausau, they're now on the hard clock. But he kind of forgot to tell me that before I sounded like drunk uncle, just going on and on with some story.
We've all been there.
Are we talking about me?
Yeah, no, or we've talked, you know, over the number.
Yeah, it tends to happen, but that's okay. But we'll have more, it's going to be more flexibility as well. So maybe eventually we're going to have those.
Okay, I got to cut you off, Luke, because the show's about to end here. So
hey, wait, I need to pitch a public service announcement at 11 today.
Okay, 11 o'clock.
Yeah, we're going to talk about whatever Jane wants to talk about. Also, probably vitamin D deficiency and iron deficiency anemia. That's been in the news lately.
Okay, now I'm cutting her off to tell everybody thanks for tuning in today. Have a great Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Pat.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.